Corinthians chapter 11, just a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 23. The Word of God says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup was the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. And thank the Lord he is coming. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." Well, getting ready to partake of the Lord's Supper. This is one of the church ordinances. There's only two church ordinances, the baptism and the Lord's Supper. And if you're here today and you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've trusted Christ and Christ alone, and you've examined yourself, you're welcome to partake of this Lord's Supper. This is a matter between you and the Lord. But God gives strict warnings about taking his supper unworthily. This supper is such a vital, vital thing. It's a time of rejoicing, folks. It really is. And we rejoice in what Jesus has done for us. There's no saving power in these elements. Absolutely zero saving power in these elements. These elements are only to be partaken of in remembrance of what the Lord has done for us. Remembering his broken body. No broken bones, but yet his body was broken for us, you understand, and his shed blood on the cross of Calvary. And as we partake of these elements, may the Lord help us to get everything out of our minds and think only about what he did for us at the cross of Calvary. I want to remember the Lord tonight. As soon as we're done with this, we're going to have a testimony service. I'm prepared to preach. But if I don't get to preach tonight, that's okay. If you do the preaching tonight, that'll be just fine. Because we want to give you an opportunity to share your testimony and some things that you remember about the day that you trusted Christ as your Savior. And that's what this is about. So we're going to pray together. And as soon as I say amen, the deacons are going to stand and those who are helping them. And then we'll begin this. My grandma, as they're serving you, dear folks, she'll be playing. And let's just all at this time not be speaking, not be talking to our neighbors, the children, the teenagers, the adults. Let us just sit quietly and meditate and think about what the Lord Jesus has done for us. That's what this is about. And let's remember him tonight. Let's pray together, shall we? Our Father, we love you. We thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your mercy in our lives. And I pray as we partake of the Lord's Supper this evening, we ask that you'll bless it. We ask that you'll touch it. We ask that you'll breathe upon it. May the will of God be done, I beg of you now, in Jesus' name, amen. Men, if you'd stand. Our Father, bless this now as we serve the people and as we remember your broken body. In Jesus' name. little piece of bread here is a picture of the broken body of Jesus Christ. And in his own words, he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do, remembrance of me." So at this time, let's eat. Amen. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This cup was the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Our Father, we love you. We ask that you'll bless. Thank you for the piece of bread that symbolizes your broken body. And as we are approaching the juice that pictures the shed blood of Jesus Christ, help us to be reminded that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. We praise you for your shed blood tonight. We ask that you help us to remember it in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, bless this now as we distribute and remember what this is all about. In Jesus' name, amen. words of the Lord Jesus. He said, this cup was the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. We praise God for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. As we partake of this, let us remember him. There's a song, if you know it, sing it with me. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. All who receive him need never fear. Yes, he will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Here goes, chiefest of sinners, Jesus can save. As he has promised, so will he do. O sinner, hear him, trust in his word. Then he will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. This whole time tonight is about remembering what Jesus Christ has done. Without him, nothing is worth it. And without him, nothing is possible. And because of him and his broken body and shed blood on the cross of Calvary, we have the hope of heaven. And we're going to heaven some glorious day if you've trusted him and him alone. And may the Lord bless this testimony service. What we're going to do is open this up at this time. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to kind of govern this a little bit by asking you, if you stand to testify, I'd like you to keep in mind what this night is about. It's not about troubles. It's not about your heartache. It's not about your needs. It's about remembering his broken body and his shed blood on Calvary. And I think it'd be a blessing to hear some folks. Don't take long. Just take a brief amount of time. But if you'd like to stand, as soon as you stand, one of our men, Brother Gary and Brother Bob, are going to have a handheld mic so we can hear you. They're going to bring it to you, so please don't speak until they get a mic to you. And share with us tonight if you feel led. Nobody needs to feel pressure to do this. This is between you and the Lord. If you feel led to stand just to remember his broken body and his shed blood and what it means to you, and we want to take this time to give you a chance to testify. Okay? So let me pray, and then if you want to be first, that'll be great. Our Father, bless this time, I beg of you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Who'll be first? Right here.
Praise the Lord for his mercy and grace and salvation that he gave. I came to know Christ as a young boy. And I praise the Lord for that, that God, his salvation is so simple, and that even a child can understand it and come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And yet, it now that I've grown and as I've been meditating just even this service tonight, the Lord's, his blood is sufficient for all sin. And the pain and suffering, to draw even that symbolic cup that we brought, no one would want to give up willingly that much blood unless they had to, and just the pain that it would go through. And the Lord did that willingly. Every stripe, every scourging, every bit of it, you know, just given in love. And praise God for that. And we're not worthy.
Amen. Amen. Who'll be next?
I just praise the Lord for his mercy and his grace that's seen me through a lot of stuff. I just can't give him enough praise and love that's in my heart for him, that he shed his blood for my sins. He was my lamb that died on that cross for me and my sin. I just praise his holy name.
Amen. Amen. Brother Cash, go ahead, sir.
May the 10th, 1964, I forgot about water baptism and come to know Jesus.
Amen.
He's the way, he's the truth, and he's the light. Our only hope is in him.
Amen.
I love him because he first loved me.
Amen. Amen. Good. Who'll be next? Great. Keep popping up, folks. This is good.
I'm so thankful that I'm a child of God and that he would do such a thing for even just one person, but he did it for the whole world. And I just can't thank him enough, and I love him so very much.
Amen. Very good. Amen.
Yesterday I was out there burning some old stuff around, cleaning up, and some old dry wood. That wood got hot. Got real hot. And I got over there and something fell out and I was going to throw it back in there. And I just was 4 or 5 foot. It was so hot it singed the hairs on my arm. And I went over and I sat down and I got to thinking about hell. You know, that fire wasn't nothing like hell. And he shed that blood so I wouldn't have to burn in hell. And that blood put out all that fire in hell for me. And I praise his name.
Amen. Amen.
Afternoon, my husband and I, we were speaking, and I said to him, you know, through all our army life and through all our life together, 47 years, I had two constants, and that is my husband and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was thinking back when I first come to America, and that was in Vietnam, and his mother, bless her heart, she thought that I needed a little bit more religion. She didn't know that I had gone to the Catholic Church all my life. She said I needed to go to a revival. And the people there were strange. They said I needed to be born again. Now that's strange. I was 21 years old. And so, but at the end, I realized that going to Catholic Church and being baptized, christened as a baby, did not wash away my sins.
Right. Amen.
I had thought because I went to church all my life that I was pretty good until I compared my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I realized I must be born again.
Amen.
And the Lord Jesus, no matter where we went, there was always the Lord. There was always the church. And I just thank him for it. I thank him for his blood that can cleanse us, make us righteous, make us new, white as snow.
Amen.
And I just thank him for
Amen.
It.
Amen.
And I thank the church. And we're going to be away for a couple of weeks, and I'm not looking for a new church.
Amen. Very good. Yes, sir.
March 1949, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleansed me from all sin. And I thank him that the blood still has power to cleanse today.
Amen. Amen. That's outstanding. Wonderful. Yes, sir.
I had a Jehovah's Witness come to my door the other day, and I answered it. Usually we just let them go on. I answered the door, and he was so stuck on the fact that what you need is to get closer to God. But when you talked about Jesus, he didn't even recognize him as God himself. He thought they were two different people, and to miss what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. I'm so thankful and glad that I understand, like he said, it's so simple. I'm so thankful I understand what it means and what God did for us
Amen.
And what Jesus did for us on
Amen.
The cross.
Amen. 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 Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would your evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I'm glad there's power in that blood, aren't you? There's still enough power to save anybody. Amen. Great. Amen, Brother Steve. You go right ahead.
Bless his holy name, brother.
Amen.
Because of that shed blood, I'm going to heaven.
Yes.
He's good. And as Pastor Lazarus, as our friend in heaven said, it's what he keeps from us. Just think about that.
Yes.
That shed blood saves us, but it keeps us from a lot.
Amen.
Praise his high and holy name for what he did on that cross.
Amen.
He had my name on his mind.
Sure he did. Sure he did. Amen.
My name.
Amen.
He did it for me. If it was just me, he would have done it.
Yes.
If it was just you, he would have done it. Praise his name.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Here's a joy. He's good.
Amen.
Beyond good.
Amen.
Praise his high and holy name.
Amen.
For that wonderful shed blood, that lamb that was slain for me.
Amen, Steve. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Davey.
In the past, as I met in this class, he knows he saved me my life. I like Jesus too. I told Jesus, Christ,
Amen.
Sure, okay.
Yes. Amen.
And I told Jesus, I must obey him and his command, and his son of God. I was like, Saint Peter, I got upset, my two sons.
Amen.
Dead.
Amen.
And I didn't realize about a church and a public. Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's in his son God. And someday I'll see him. Someday.
Amen. That's a blessing, folks. No doubt about that. Thank the Lord. Yes.
On January the 8th, 1975, I'll just never forget the overwhelming conviction of an 11-year-old girl needing the blood of Jesus for washing my sin.
Outstanding. Very good. Very good. Yes.
I am nothing and can do nothing about it. At 19, in an unsaved church world, I found Jesus. And I found there was a purpose in my life. And I've come to realize through a wreck the reason for me to still be here. And that was because of my church board. So I can do nothing without him. Nothing every day. And I praise his name.
Amen. Great. Who'll be next?
Thank you. Number one, I want to say that through no choosing of my own, but simply by the grace of God, I was born into a Christian home. Had nothing to do with that. I just praise the Lord for that. My mom and dad, they raised me up in church. Missionaries, as a little boy, I was brought up in church. I had an advantage living in America, living in a Christian home like that. Got under conviction when I was 9 years old, knew I needed to be saved, knew if I died I was going to go to hell, but the Lord was good to me. Got on board an airplane and prayed by myself, Lord, don't let this plane crash or I'm going to hell. And he got a little bit rocky. We hit some bad weather. I asked the guy next to me. He was pretty calm. I said, are we going to be okay? And he said, yes, we're going to be fine. But I was scared to death I was going to go to hell, but I made God a promise. I said, I'll get saved before we go to New Guinea if you just give me another chance. And by his grace and by his mercy, 6 weeks later, I got under conviction again after church here one night, told my mom and dad, I've got to get born again. But the weight on my shoulders as a 9-year-old boy was just weighing me down. And that night at 5 minutes after midnight, I asked Jesus Christ into my heart to save me. He made me a new creature.
Amen.
My home's in heaven. This is not my home. This world does not have anything to offer me. The next morning, Pastor, I got up. My parents were still in bed. I knew he'd made me a new creature, and I wanted to read the Bible, but I didn't know where to start. My mom and dad were in bed. I said, I'm going to start in the Old Testament, go in alphabetical order. I started reading the book of Amos. 9 years old, started reading the book of Amos. Now, I didn't understand it a lick, but the Lord had made me a new creature, and that load had been lifted. And if you're here tonight, the Lord can take that burden from you. This world doesn't have anything to offer you, and praise God that heaven is our home.
Amen.
Someday. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Heaven is my
sure
home.
Is.
I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm passing through here. This is the worst it gets for us as Christians. This is the
Amen.
Worst. The best is yet to come.
Great, great. Let me just make this word right here. This is what our young people need to hear. This is what our teenagers need to hear, or these parents getting up and sharing their faith. This is what a lost and dying world needs to hear, is your story. Your story. Tell them, knock on doors, say, let me just tell you what Jesus has done for me. And tell them what God's done for you. This is what our world needs, folks. Needs to hear God's children sharing their testimony about the blood of Jesus Christ, His broken body, and how He's changed our lives, and what He's done in our lives He can do for them. That's what it's about. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Who'll be next? Amen. Moses, go ahead.
I was going to sit here and say nothing, because you've heard me for 46 years, but I'm going to testify for Jesus one more time. Preachers have to get saved too, you know. And I'm glad as a 13-year-old boy I came forward. You've heard this many times. You might get tired of it. I don't get tired of telling. And came as a 13-year-old boy, nailed it up, mourner's bench. Old deacon put his arm around me and said, Gene, you trust Christ? I said, yes. And you know, the town drunk got saved on the other side of the mourner's bench, shouted on the church, scared me to death. But we both became Baptist preachers.
Amen.
And I'm glad that I came. I didn't go into deep sin, but I was just as lost as a drunkard in the gutter. I was still in darkness. And I came to Christ, and I came out of darkness into light. I got born again. Now, all the darkness didn't come out of me. It's still just like it didn't come out of you either. But I'm glad I came to the light.
Amen.
The Lord has been a wonderful Savior. And I'm thankful for the privilege of pastoring this church 46 years
Amen.
And preaching for 56 years. And God bless you. Brag on Jesus.
Amen.
Keep living for Jesus.
Amen. 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 Right here.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. As the preacher got up there, I reckon I'm glad you got saved, preacher, because you started the bus ministry. And my boys rode the bus, and when my mother-in-law passed away, the preacher and the bus captain, Steve McNeely, come by the funeral home and told me that Jesus loved me and he died for me. And I got, at a 34-year-old man, I got saved. And I, as Mrs. Lashley sitting there, I was thinking about, before I got saved, she come visit my wife. And she was riding down the road in that Chevrolet station wagon. And I was walking to work, and she used to grab that window crank and was cranking her up real fast. That's So I can't say I was a good person.
He had hair, beard down to there, hair down to there.
Hey, not only am I on my way to heaven, it's been good since I got saved. All this problems you have, we was talking today, how in the world is people surviving without Jesus? With the world the way it is, but boy, you can just turn it all to Jesus. He's been good to me. He's taken, as you can see, I dress pretty good. I don't know about you, pretty good. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. I tell you, as I think about it, 30 years ago, February the 13th, 1980, the Lord saved me. And I have been saved since. And I just want to pray for you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. You can go right ahead.
I sit here every time people give testimony, and my heart beats out of my chest where I can't hardly breathe. But I just like it is now, just beating at my heart. And I prayed. I didn't go to the altar, but I prayed at my feet. And I went home, and I noticed when I was sitting here that everybody had a Bible, and it just, like, the Lord just showed that to me, like, and it was amazing. And I went to the dollar store and got me a $5 Bible, and I went home, and I started reading it, and I read in Psalms, and Psalm 40 popped out to me, and it was, I did get in sin. I was living in sin. I mean, I did a lot of sinful, bad things, and I read in Psalm 40, and it said that the Lord, this person fell in a pit, and that the Lord lifted him up and set his feet upon a rock and established his going. And that's exactly, it spoke to me because I was in that pit. And I came here, and I'm so glad that I made that decision because God heard me calling out to him, and he picked me up, and my family's seeing it. And I just want to thank God's given me my great husband. Amen. And my great family and this wonderful church. Amen. And I cannot sit any longer and not tell you all this is what it's about. And God can change by his blood. He washed all those sins away. And it really made me a new creature.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
On September 16, 1971, God changed my direction for eternity. I was in a great revival meeting down in Kingsport. J. Harold Smith had preached all that week. On that Thursday night, he had a sermon that just moved everybody almost. But he moved me, and I went up forward. And in my mind, I was going to go up forward and join a church. But when I got to the altar, God had a little meeting with me, and I joined the family. And I'll tell you what, joining the church is not the same as joining the family. And it takes the blood, and I've learned that. And one of the things, two things that happened that night, it was so real. All my sins, I felt them lifted off of me. The second thing, I had a burden for the lost people. I started thinking about my family, my friends. You know what? It's still right inside now. And I thank the Lord. I give him the praise.
Amen.
He is worthy of all of it. And I just give him all the honor and glory.
Amen.
For changing my life. And I say this, as I see someone that's religious, I was religious, but I was lost. It takes the saving blood of Christ to make the difference.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Bobby.
April 29th, 1981, I was saved as a six-year-old boy. It was a Wednesday night. Preacher was preaching, and it didn't have an altar call. And I asked Mom at the end of the service, why did the preacher have an altar call? I went to go forward to get saved, and we never hardly had altar calls on Wednesday nights. More of a teaching message. And so she said, well, why? And I said, I was wanting to get saved tonight. So we went home, and in my parents' bedroom, I knelt down and accepted the Lord as my Savior. Praise his name for it. And Scotty was saying about being in a family where he didn't ask to be born in a family that was saved. And I didn't either. And Mom was brought out of the Catholic Church, and she was saved. And us kids were brought up in this wonderful church and all saved. And it's a glorious thing when you look back and see how God got at you. In my Bible reading today, talking about Hezekiah and fighting the Assyrians, he said, with him as an arm of flesh, both us as the word of God. And then later on, it said he got us on every side. And God guides us down through life, and that's a wonderful thing if we listen to his still small voice. Says, praise his name tonight.
Amen. Amen. I want you to listen to this verse right here. And I'm talking about a verse of song. Join me on the chorus. I love to sing. Not that I think I can sing, but this is a blessing. I want you to listen to this right here. Oh, what compassion, oh, boundless love. Jesus hath power. Jesus is true. All who believe are safe from the storm. Oh, he will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Somebody just has to get up. You just have to get up. Yes. Go right ahead.
23 years of my life, I didn't know Christ. The past
last 2 years have been the best years of my life, because that man on the stage came to my house and knocked on my door. And he's the one who led me to him. God will provide everything for you. You just have to let him in. That's it.
Amen. Amen, Johnny. The Lord's worked in that family. We praise God for it. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Amen. Yes.
It was on April 26th. I was at my mom's house, and I was dating this girl, and I didn't know Christ at the time. And my mom went to church every time the doors was open. So did the girl I was dating. It was after me to go to church all the time with them. And I was like, you know, I says, when he shows me a reason to believe in him, I said, I'll believe it. Well, the very next day, there was a very bad accident. My mom was took from me. On June 27th, she talked me into going to church with her at Westview Baptist Church, and I got saved on June 27th, 1987.
Amen.
And I've done a lot of drugs and stuff and all that back then, and he led me, and thank the Lord for it. I just thank the grace of the Lord, you know, for saving me and forgiving me for all of my sins.
Amen. Amen. Great. Great. Yes, ma'am.
In March of 77, at 25 years old, I got saved. We went forward at a Billy Graham crusade. We went just to see Billy Graham, but the Lord worked on our heart and got saved at that crusade. And God's not done with me yet. This morning, he's still talking to me about areas of my life that I need to change. And this year, when you preached about how long are you slack from Joshua 18, Lord used that message. If nobody else had been in the auditorium, the Lord got right in my face, right up to my nose, and said, how long are you going to play at reading your Bible? How long are you going to be slack about this? And he got a hold of me, and he turned that around.
Amen.
And I was raised in the Presbyterian Church. Our pastor of the Presbyterian Church was actually, he had head knowledge but not heart knowledge, and he was saved on his deathbed by a wife of a Gideon. And so that was my background. But I'm nervous like you are telling this, but the Lord wants me to tell you that even if you were saved a long time ago, just listen for what he wants you to do. He'll tell you about giving. He'll tell you about being kind to one another, little acts of kindness he impresses me to do, and I can't let it go. I mean, he won't let it go. Have to take care of it right then if he tells me to do something or give something or change something. He's just still working on me, and I'm so grateful for that. And he's drawn me closer to him in adversity, and he wants me to tell you, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing you can think of to go through in this life that he won't take you through one day at a time.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Yes.
Yes, I was a sinner for almost 50 years. And I started having hallucinations and hearing voices, people that weren't there. And when I got saved, the church I was at, the preacher prayed with me. And I felt that God took the hallucinations and the voices away. And I've not heard them or seen anything since. And I want to praise him for that. Because I was so scared when I would see somebody and then see them disappear. That was so scary, and he's took that off of me. And I want to praise the Lord for that.
Amen. There's principalities and powers, no doubt about it. But the Lord is stronger than all of it. Amen. We praise his name for it. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes.
I was saved as a 9.5-year-old girl. I had been in church all my life, heard all the stories, but they were just stories. A teenager came up to me one night, Sunday night after church, and said, Pam, have you ever thought about getting saved? That's all he had to say. I went home. By the time I got home, which was like 2 miles, I was crying, and Mom wanted to know why. And I said, I need to get saved. And she took me to the side of my bed. We knelt down, and I became a child of the King.
Amen. Amen.
But my point being, teens, don't ever hesitate, or any of us, don't hesitate to just say a word to somebody. That may just be a little encouragement. It may just be the sentence that Amen. Changes their life forever.
Amen. Amen. It's been good, hasn't it? We praise the Lord for it. It's been a time of remembering. We should never forget. The book of Jeremiah tells us, beware lest thou forget the Lord that brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt. Think about that verse. Beware, the word of God says it. We give the Lord all the glory. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Yes, sir. You go right ahead.
I wanted to just be quiet, but the Lord's telling me to do otherwise. I just want to thank the Lord. I talk about so much sports and small talk. I just want to praise the Lord for saving me. And I just want to encourage, especially young people or even people in their mid-20s. I said no so many times to the Lord. And I just don't want people to be fooled and thinking that they can't say yes at any given time. Because you failed him so many times and even accepted him. And it took me a long time to come to Christ. But in my late 20s, I still did, even after making small professions and never really meaning it, understanding it. But I challenge anyone, the preachers have said this, to get in the book of John and just read through the book of John.
Yes.
And even I just want to praise the Lord for his long suffering, and even after I've been saved, and not putting me on the shelf when I've said no to the Holy Spirit so many times, and just praising for his spilled blood to save me and for his long suffering and let me still be used by him.
Amen. Amen. These testimonies are wonderful. And I'd like to say this, just in case you may be sitting here and you're thinking to yourself, what is all these people talking about? What are they talking about being born again? Being having your sins washed? What is all of that? Can I say something to you? We'd love to tell you all about it. So if that's you and you're sitting there tonight and you're saying, I wonder about all this, why don't you come see us as you leave? Come see me. Come see one of our staff members. Ask somebody sitting around you. If they don't know the answer, shame on them, but they know somebody who does, I'd say. And we want to help you. If somebody's here lost tonight, God, help us never to overlook somebody that comes in our church services who may not be a Christian. We'd like to open our arms, but more than that, the Lord Jesus Christ has opened his arms to you, and he wants to be your Savior. He wants to wash away your sins. He wants to give you something to remember him by if you'll open your heart and ask him to come in. And I trust you'll do that tonight before you put your pillow. I'm talking about your head to your pillow tonight. Will you trust Christ as your Savior? If you don't know what that means, come see us. We'll tell you about it. May the Lord help us with this. I think it'd be appropriate to end the service with this little chorus that we know so often. We sing it so often. And what we'll do, I'll have you stand in just a moment. Whenever I have you stand, it'll be the last verse, and that'll be our dismission. But I want you to sing this with me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. Hang on right there just a moment. I've been flagged down by a lady who means a whole lot to me. And this takes a lot for her to do this. This is not what she typically does, but she's flagged me down. She wants to say a word. This is my wife, just in case you're wondering. Hasn't God been good to me? Amen.
I was saved. I was only a four-year-old girl, and my daddy led me to the Lord. And my mom and dad said that I walked around the house and I made up songs as a four-year-old girl about Jesus. And he put a song in my heart. And that song is still there. And sometimes I feel like I just want to burst with the love that's in my heart for the Lord Jesus. And I just thank him for everything that he's done in my life. And when I was 11 years old, I put on my prayer list. For my husband, I wanted to, more than anything in my heart, in my life, I wanted to serve Jesus, and I wanted to marry a preacher. And I went to Crown College, and God gave me my preacher boy. And
I love him. He's a godly man, and I thank the Lord for answering that prayer. And I'm nothing without the Lord, and I just thank the Lord for the privilege, and we just feel so honored and humbled, and privileged to be here, to be with you all, and we love you all so much, and we're here to serve you, and it's just such, the Lord has done so much for us, and we're so thankful.
Amen. He saves and keeps. He saves and keeps. He saves and keeps. He's so good to me. Let's all stand together. This will be the last two stanzas, and then we'll be dismissed. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God bless you, folks. Amen.